WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, it's been a hell of a week, hasn't it, New Yorkers? Our worst nightmare, a subway terrorist. Only he turned out to be a mentally ill person from New York, not a foreigner. The 30 hours it took to catch him seemed like a month, and I'm sure longer for riders of the subway, of which I am no longer one. The joy of the Syrian security worker who followed him and got police. Hey, that was fun. Listen, people cared. People were doing their jobs. He supposedly called in himself. I don't know. Listen, people, it's crazy now. These YouTube videos he made indicated for years he would do this. Why were they allowed, not followed up upon? Come on, wake up, Internet. And yes, we need more police on the subways, everywhere. Wonderful New Yorkers help the injured. That was good to see in this ugly time. Let's move on to something nicer. Well, not nicer, but a great escape. Series on NBC, That Thing About Pam, starring an unrecognizable, fat-suited, but brilliant Renee Zellweger as one of the most awful human beings who ever lived, a real person who killed her own mother, her best friend, and then a developmentally challenged young man. She pretended he broke into her house to put the blame on someone else. Oh my gosh. It was good watching, though. Renee was amazing. And at the end, they showed the real murderess. She was really scary. Country Music Award shows. I wish I liked them because they're all over the place, but I don't, but maybe you do. I'm worried, really worried about France. The right-wing Nazi taking over our beloved Macron. Please, mes amis, do the right thing. The Ukraine, contagious, genocide, is it going to spread? I don't know, at least we're sending more help now, but still a nightmare. The Kardashians are back, yeah, I'm not going to watch them. And that former idiot is still yelling about being cheated of the election, while more and more proof of his crimes are coming out. It looks like they're closer to proving sedition. Yeah. People, wake up. Stop it. Maggots, go home. Yeah, you heard me right. Weather finally sunny and nice. I'm going to actually sit outside in my garden terrace. Yeah, I haven't left the apartment for 2 years. I just might now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.